The olfactory phase of a wine tasting is crucial to understanding the complexities and characteristics of the wine. During this stage, the aromas that emerge from the wine are analyzed, offering valuable information about the grape variety, the production process, aging, and age. The first aromatic impression is obtained without swirling the glass, by bringing the nose to the rim and taking a short, gentle inhalation, which allows the most volatile and subtle aromas to be captured. Among the primary aromas, originating from the grape, one can identify fruity notes, such as citrus, apple, or pear in white wines, and red fruits such as strawberry and cherry, or black fruits such as blackberries and plums in red wines. Floral aromas such as rose, violet, acacia, or orange blossom can also be perceived, as well as vegetal aromas such as green pepper, freshly cut grass, or tomato leaves, characteristic of certain grape varieties, and natural spices inherent to the grape, such as black pepper. Secondary aromas, generated during fermentation, include lactic notes, such as butter, cream, or yogurt, derived from malolactic fermentation. Baked aromas, such as toasted bread, brioche, or yeast, common in sparkling wines made using the traditional method, may also appear, as well as fermentative aromas, such as banana, bubblegum, or acetone, typical of certain fermentations and yeasts. Tertiary aromas, resulting from aging, include oxidative notes, such as nuts, almond, hazelnut, or caramel, common in wines with oxidative aging, as well as spices from the barrel, such as vanilla, clove, cinnamon, coconut, or nutmeg, and empyreumatic aromas such as toast, smoke, coffee, cocoa, tobacco, or leather, characteristic of wines with prolonged aging. It is important to observe the complexity and evolution of the aromas after swirling the glass. Complex wines evolve, revealing new layers of aromas as they are oxygenated, in addition to displaying greater aromatic intensity and persistence. A good quality wine will have clean, defined aromas, free of defects, while common defects may include odors of cork, sulfur, dampness, or vinegar. The olfactory tasting procedure is carried out in several steps. First, without swirling the glass, the wine is gently inhaled to capture the most volatile aromas. Then, by swirling the glass, the wine is oxygenated, releasing a wider range of aromas that can be identified on a second deep inhalation. The wine's complexity is then assessed, observing how the aromas evolve over time, and finally, the cleanliness and purity of the aromas are verified, ensuring they are free of defects.